Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that could last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
If you're ready for an epic family vacation, there's no better place than sunny Orlando. Exciting thrills, never-ending food festivals, fresh new dining experiences, outdoor adventures in Florida's natural springs, and so much more. Orlando has it all, and Visit Orlando's vacation planners can help you plan the perfect trip. In Orlando, anything is possible, if you can imagine it, and that's what makes Orlando unbelievably real. Plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. One in three African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And listen, if you need advice on relationships, on dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. You know why? Because we could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one. Hear that? Right here, right now. Yeah, it could be yours. You never know. For you, Jay.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. The Strawberry Letter.
All right, subject: my disloyal wife and my family. Dear Stephen Shirley, my 46-year-old wife and my 39-year-old sister are up to something. My sister recently got a divorce, so my wife spent a lot of time comforting her, and in the process of doing that, they went on a vacation to Miami. When they got back, my sister was distant and wouldn't come around. She said she met a great guy and was laying low and keeping her business private. My wife continued to go visit her, and she even started taking her food whenever she cooked. I knew my wife and sister had a great relationship, but red flags popped up when my wife spent a whole weekend at my sister's house. I went by to see what was going on, and I was not ready for what I saw. A man answered the door and asked who I was, and I asked him where my wife was. He said my wife was in the back lying down. He said he didn't know she was married, and I went to my sister's bedroom first and found her lying in bed all bandaged up. She told me she had a Brazilian butt lift and she didn't want me to judge her. I was floored, but I needed to go find my wife. I went to the guest room and my wife was passed out drunk. When I woke her, I could smell the alcohol, and she got defensive, saying I'm lame and boring, so she'd rather be over at my sister's house. I'm trying to figure all of this out. My sister got divorced, got a new booty, has my wife drunk in the middle of the day, and there are two men in the house. I asked my wife to get her things and come with me, and she refused to leave. I told her she could stay there for all I care and left. I left. I called my best friend, and he said to let a garden tool be a garden tool, okay? What did he mean by that? What did he mean by that? Is my wife messing with my sister? What's going on here? Please help. Okay, first let me ask you a couple of questions. I got to ask you a couple of things. Did you see this coming? Because you don't seem to be that upset about this. You said she could stay there for all you care and then you left. You don't seem to be upset. There were two men in the house. And then it seems to me you're asking the wrong questions. I don't know. And it's interesting that you're asking us about your wife, whom we've never met, but you guys have been married for some time. And based on what you put in this letter, your wife could be with anyone or everyone in that house. Although your sister is incapacitated right now because of her new butt and everything. I do believe wifey could be entertaining one of the guys, though, because it looks like a double date or something. Two guys, two women. It also sounds like what your wife said about you being lame and boring is true. And, you know, it just gives her a reason, you know, to not give a darn no longer about this marriage. She wants out, it seems. She wants out. And that's what your friend meant when he said let a garden tool be a garden tool. She's doing her. And in my opinion, she's not coming back. So guess what, husband? You should do you. Let her go. This is too much. Jay? Craziness.
Dude, let me talk to you, man. People want to have fun. They want to have a good time. Yeah. Get their butt waxed and get drunk. You can't do this at your house. You don't want anybody to drink at your damn house. What? You don't want no what? Butt waxing at your damn house. She what? Got to go way no. out of town to get her ass waxed because no. you is boring.
Jay, she didn't get it waxed. She got it fixed. She got it lifted.
She got to go because you're boring.
Yes.
You want to see boring? Get up, put on a tie and a shirt, and go look in the mirror. It's you. You're boring, dude. There's no fun. She wanted her butt lifted and smooth. Mm-hmm. And you can't do that at your house because you got rules. No, nobody can get the butt fixed in this house. So what? She got to go someplace else to get her butt fixed. She's up in age, butt sagging. She probably can't even, can I get my butt fixed? No, nobody can get your butt fixed in here. I forbid it. You forbid it? Yes, there'll be no butt fixing in here. So she left. She left to get drunk and lay out and have her ass lifted in the air because you are boring. Boring.
It was the sister that got the new booty, Jay.
Yeah, but she wanted to be a part of it. She right. wanted to see yeah. it. She wanted to experience it. Mm-hmm. Who knows? So, maybe she wanted it for herself. Can't come to you and ask. You know why?
Because why, Jay?
You're boring. You are boring.
All right, Jay, thank you. What you got, Junior?
I don't even know why we even talking to stupid people. I know this dude ain't the sharpest crayon in the box. You right. see your sister in the bed, bandaged up. Dude come to the door. Your wife passed out drunk. And the question you come out with is, my wife messing with my sister? Really?
Isn't he asking really? The wrong questions? Thank
your,
you.
Your crazy ass come out with that. So let me just start with some questions I have for you.
Okay.
Did anybody have any nursing scrubs on? Okay, no? Okay, then well, they ain't caretakers. Did anybody have on a lab jacket? No?
Junior. Junior, hold on. Okay, I know you have some more questions. We'll get to you, nephew, as well. Coming up at 23 minutes after the hour, we'll have part two of the Strawberry Letter. Subject, my disloyal wife and my family. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found at NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. Hey, ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month. It's crucial for us, especially as Black women, to focus on our heart health. We pour our heart and soul into every aspect of our lives, but often our own health takes a back seat. That's where Release the Pressure comes in. It's all about us. Black women seeing self-care as an essential act of self-preservation. Whether it's for yourself, your family, or our community, your health is invaluable. Let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Here's how you can join in. Head over to iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. Let's make our health a priority. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP today. Together, we can make a difference in our health and our lives. Join us and let's take care of our hearts together.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
How many times have you arrived in Orlando and suddenly realized you forgot the kids? But then you remember, you had no intention of bringing the kids. You are in Orlando to enjoy yourself. It's an amazing opportunity to have fun and experience all the fun Orlando has to offer. Sure, Orlando is known as the theme park capital of the world, but there's so much more to this destination. It's the place where adults can become kids again, and happy hour happens any hour, with never-ending food festivals, fresh new dining experiences, and outdoor adventures from zip lining to its beautiful natural springs. And, of course, fireworks every single night. Plus, you have loads of entertainment options, see unique neighborhoods, and can even visit their blossoming arts and culture. Orlando has everything for an amazing getaway with your loved ones or friends, including exciting thrill rides, lush, lazy rivers, and world-class golf and spas. Yes, there's more to see, do, and experience than you'd expect. In Orlando, anything is possible if you can imagine it. Plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com.
Imagine the feeling of pulsing electric shocks. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
All right, guys, we're going to recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, my disloyal wife and my family. A 46-year-old woman is married to and her 39-year-old sister, the letter writer says, are up to something. the 46-year-old is married to the man who wrote the letter. The man says, my sister recently got a divorce, so his wife spends a lot of time over there comforting her. And in the process of doing that, they took a vacation to Miami. The sister got a butt lift. The wife is constantly going over to the sister's house to bring her food, and she spent an entire weekend over there one time. And at that time, the husband went back over there to see what was going on. A man answered the door, and he said, where's his wife? And the man said, I didn't know she was married. So then he went and found his wife, and his wife was passed out drunk on the floor. He went to see his sister. She was in her bedroom all bandaged up because she had had a Brazilian butt lift and wax, according to Jay. His wife smelled like alcohol. He wanted his wife to come home. His wife said, no, husband, you're lame and boring, so she'd rather stay at the sister's house. So the husband is trying to figure all this out. His sister got divorced, got a new booty. His wife is drunk, and there are two men at the house, and he wanted his wife to come home. She said no. She refused to leave, so he said, stay there for all I care, and left. He called his best friend. His best friend had some choice words, and he wants to know, the husband wants to know, after seeing all of this, is his wife messing with his sister, and what exactly is going on here? And I said, Junior and I agree with this. He's asking all the wrong questions. He doesn't seem to understand anything that's going on. Jay said that, they just want to have some fun. So, Junior, you said you had some questions for the husband.
Yeah.
Here's part two.
I'm tired of stupid people just calling in here, writing in here, just was saying stuff. What is he messing with my sister? The dude opened the door. What prescription is your glasses?
Because
you obviously can't see. Yeah, that's another. What prescription are you using on your glasses? Because you clearly can't see. Okay, let me ask you another thing. What did the two dudes have on? Was they shirtless? Because they shirtless. Okay, was this? Why you don't see the sweat on his chest? Everybody else can see this. You over here asking the wrong question. Here's another question, because there's got to be some more to this story. I just want to know, where are the detectives at? Because you ain't put no detectives in here. Because you should have been tearing up something. That's what you should have been doing. Yeah. Where are the two detectives?
So calm.
Where is the forensic team? We got to find an arm, a leg, an ear, a finger, or something. Where the yellow crime tape at? There's too much stuff missing. Where's the case number? When is the court date? Because you just come out asking us. You got time to write us while your wife laid up with two dudes and your sister banged up. Well, all the healthy people doing something. I can get that much right now. Everybody who ain't bandaged up is doing something. That's what I do know.
All right, Junior. Thank you. All right, come on, nephew. Today's subject, my disloyal wife and my family.
You stupid!
Yes.
Let's jump it off. I gotta say it. Carl ain't gonna let me say it, but Willie D said it best from the Ghetto Boys. Let a be a. I'm sorry.
I didn't say it.
But you gotta let it happen. You are the stupidest person I've ever seen in my life. You understand that? You really are. Your wife is doing everybody in that house, including your sister. Okay? She doing your sister. She doing the two guys. She did whatever they did in Miami. She doing everybody. And guess what? Your wife gonna get a new booty too. I promise you, it happens. Mm-hmm. One person get a new booty, another person get a new booty. Your wife gonna get a new booty too. All right? So here's the big deal. Why are you this stupid? Why are you writing us asking these ignorant questions? Where are the divorce papers? Why are you... Matter of fact, let me tell you how bad you know your wife don't want you. When she say, get away from me, when you talking about I'm finna go, and she say, she wants you to go because you're lame. You're lame and you're boring. Okay? When your wife say, when your spouse tells you that, they don't want you no more. Okay? And you got the nerve to write us, what should I get out of this? You stupid. It's really plain. It's written right there. You stupid and you don't get it. Your wife has done both of them men and your sister.
Everybody.
And your sister. Yes. Yes. That's your wife's new booty right there. Okay? I'm sorry.
I think this is the first time that we've all agreed. You just want to keep saying that, don't
That's
you?
That's all. Right.
We can do it Houdini style. And I'm out. You know I'm out. Rock three different freaks after every show. I'm out. You know I'm out.
How many times do you know because I told you so? How many times are you allowed to say it on the show? I mean, I think.
None.
Well, I've hit it. Well, I've hit it, whatever.
Yeah, you reached it up.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm just so shocked at his non-behavior. He's too calm.
You know what, you're right, Shirley, because when you walk in the door and you see all this and you say to yourself, well, what's going on? Duh.
See right there. That's stupid.
His wife is drunk. A man just told you he didn't even know she was married.
She don't have
whole tendencies.
All right, listen. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, you know what it is. Sports Talk with Junior right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Everyone in our country has a voice. It's something that says not just where you come from, but who you are. Welcome to NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of podcasts and a celebration of the hosts in journalism who've always spoken truth to power. Our voices are as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, and stories should never be about us without us. Find NPR Black Stories, Black Truths on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday, podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.